Well, now, another side of Donald Trump. His Doonbeg Golf Resort has been granted planning permission for a €40 million development that includes a new restaurant, a ballroom, a leisure centre and 53 holiday homes. What does it mean for the area of West Clare? Well, on the line now, Liam Ryan of Duckmore Coastal Protection Group. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this has nothing to do with coastal erosion and all of that. This is separate from all of those planning applications.
That's correct, yes. But of course, it's also depending on Bord Pleanála giving consent to the coastal protection, because if you can't protect your property and protect your building, you know, you wouldn't be going ahead with the development. So it's all very much tied together.
Yeah. And where does the coastal protection application now stand?
Well, it's with Bord Pleanála, and they've made a decision that there won't be a hearing and that they will make the final decision. It went to the High Court, it went back to Bord Pleanála, and they notified us recently that there wouldn't be a hearing. So that's good news, at least there's a decision going to be made. But the quicker it's made, Pat, the better.
So this proposal now has been given the green light by the council. If we presume for a moment that it will go all the way and get through on Bord Pleanála, what does it mean for the resort? What does it mean for the area?
Well, Pat, if you take West Clare and if you take Money Point, is really, as you know, with the situation and burning fuel and whatever, that's going to be difficult. It's the major employer in this area. And if you take the whole of West Clare, actually connecting North Clare onto Kerry, Doonbeg is on the way, and this coastal protection, this golf five course, or this five-star hotel complex is very, very important to all the towns such as Coat of Clare, Mullagh, Cree, Spanish Pine, Milltown, Malbay, Quilty, Kilkee and Kilrush. It's not just one town. It affects all the small villages and towns. And if you go through these towns at the moment, Pat, you will find quite a lot of houses are empty because the population has dropped.
Yeah.
And our schools are, our primary schools and our secondary schools are complying at the moment with what's required in the area. But this will bring extra staff and extra people and extra work into the area, which is very, very important.
Currently in the summer, they have, 300 people working at the Trump Resort, but in the winter it's down to 100. If you have a conference centre, ballroom and all of that, presumably you'll get an extension of the season and perhaps even a kind of an effective 12-month season.
Well, I'll give you an example of that, Pat. We're now in, is it the 10th of October? And this weekend, today and tomorrow, there's a wedding on in the marquee in the development. And there's 189 rooms booked. Now, you can't continue using marquees in a five-star operation. So it's very important that this development goes ahead. And, you know, if you can keep 300 people employed the whole year round, you can imagine the difference that makes to a region. And, you know, we had recently a meeting in Kilrush and we were discussing what business was like in the region. And business in the hotels and the restaurants and the bars is down 15% this year. So it's very, very important that we get a major development like this up and running as quickly as possible for year-round employment.
Now, there are 19 conditions attached by the council to the granting of permission. One of them is to pay €391,000 towards public infrastructure, which in Trump world, that's small change. Are any of the other conditions in any way onerous that might deflect the development?
I don't think so. I think the most important thing here is this company have been very, very popular in the region. They take part in all the facilities in the area, and all the restaurants and bars and the coffee shops gain from what's in the Trump development. And just to explain one little thing, two or three times a night, a small bus leaves the complex going down into the village and into the pubs. So they spread the business around the area. And there's an awful lot of small little operations that are supplying services to the golf course and to the golf complex. And they're also very much dependent, and their employees and their children going to school. So it's major for the area.
Yeah. It sounds like if this gets the go-ahead, it's definitely good news for West Clare. Do any of the locals kind of have reservations about Donald because of, you know, international politics or American politics, or no matter what he does, will there always be a welcome on the mat in West Clare?
Well, the attitude here is this. If we've somebody giving employment, that's the way we look at it. If there's employment in the area, if the company is performing, and if it's performing well, and if it's mixing in with the community and giving employment, that's what's important to us. For instance, we have a Christmas fair here in the golf complex every year, which brings the whole community and the whole of West Clare together. And it's extremely important that we have something. And, you know, tourism in Ireland is the one key product that we have, and we have to spread it around the country. And we have a beautiful beach, Duckmore Beach, almost 2 miles long. It's absolutely beautiful, lovely, with lovely sand dunes. And, you know, the amount of damage that was done a couple of days ago in a storm, which wasn't half what it was expected to be, you just wouldn't believe it. So these issues need to be corrected, and we can move ahead. And, Pat, one of the things we have in Ireland at the moment, we're very, very slow to make decisions. I think we need to speed up.
All right, Liam, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Liam Ryan of Duckmore Coastal Protection Group.